Welcome back to Words Accompanied by the Spirit. This is episode 124 entitled, There Is No Escape. Years ago, when I was much younger, the exploration of space was introduced to me. I did not realize how Jesus was imparting wisdom and understanding, speaking to me through the Spirit. The Spirit warned me that people would attempt to flee judgment and death, that they would attempt to leave the earth after it is almost destroyed. God is telling me that even some men of God, or the false gods they serve, have been presented with this opportunity. What is worse, some have even accepted, attempting to abandon those who cannot afford nor have access to the technology being implemented, available to the elite and powerful, who foolishly think that they will escape God's wrath. Even now, people are tampering with our very existence. Food is not grown naturally, but in laboratories. Participating in cryonics, believing that man will accomplish his own resurrection, experimenting with animals, attempting to reproduce in biological men, even creating designer babies. These evils have existed and continue through time. So know this, conspiracy theory is not always conjecture. Let me reiterate that I was very young when the Spirit said this to me and was showing me these things, repeating it at other times in my life. It is written, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 of the Amplified Version. Satan is deceiving so many to think that they are special, entitled to certain privileges, a dangerously evil form of vanity. Remember that it is written in Revelation 20 and verse 12 that the small and the great will stand before him in the day of judgment. Let me confirm this. Though they dig into hell, thence shall mine hand take them. Though they climb up to heaven, thence I will bring them down. And though they hide themselves in the top of Carmel, I will search and take them out thence. And though they be hid from my sight in the bottom of the sea, thence will I command the serpent, and he shall bite them. Amos chapter 9, verses 2 and 3 of the King James Version. What must you know? The spirit of death is real. He has dominion over this realm until he is cast into the lake of fire with Satan and his angels. God is omnipotent, ruler and creator over all that is in the heavens and on earth. Please do not be deceived. It is written, "And the sea gave up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works." Revelations 20, verse 13 of the King James Version. I may have said this already, and although I didn't watch the video, the title implies that death and hell are not real. Don't fall for a delusion. I never doubt it, because this word is confirmed throughout. Be warned. Then death and Hades, or hell, the realm of the dead, were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire, the eternal separation from God. Revelations 20, verse 14 of the Amplified Version. Some are even misleading people, estimating that the earth will be around for billions of years. Also important is how every individual at one time or another has neglected loved ones, taking them for granted. Listen, come now and pay attention to this, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city and spend a year there and carry on our business and make a profit. Yet you do not know the least thing about what may happen in your life tomorrow. What is secure in your life? You are merely a vapor, like a puff of smoke or a wisp of steam from a cooking pot, that is visible for a little while and then vanishes into thin air. James chapter 4, verses 13 and 14 of the Amplified Version. And again, listen to Jesus. Then he told them a parable, saying, there was a rich man whose land was very fertile and productive, and he began thinking to himself, what shall I do since I have no place large enough in which to store my crops? Then he said, this is what I will do. I will tear down my storehouses and build larger ones, and I will store all my grain and my goods there. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many good things stored up, enough for many years. Rest and relax, eat, drink, and be merry. Celebrate continually. But God said to him, you fool. This very night your soul is required of you. And now who will own all the things you have prepared? Luke chapter 12, verses 16 through 20 of the Amplified Version. Has God ever called you a fool? He called me one years ago. Former co-workers were talking about those who weren't there. And although I didn't verbally participate, only laughing, the Spirit spoke to me clearer than I've ever heard in my life, even now. He said, you fool. If they can talk about everyone else, what makes you think they don't talk about you? With such an emphasis on the word fool that it stopped me dead in my tracks, like only he can. Ouch. When God addresses you this way, take heed. You are about to cross a line of no return. How serious can it be, you ask? Let me close with what Jesus says about us using these terms against one another, harboring unforgiveness. But I say to you that everyone who continues to be angry with his brother or harbors malice against him shall be guilty before the court. And whoever speaks contemptuously and insultingly to his brother, Raka, you empty-headed idiot, shall be guilty before the Supreme Court or the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, you fool, shall be in danger of the fiery hell. Matthew chapter 5, verse 22 of the Amplified Version. I said all that to say, stop taking the imminent presence of our Lord and Savior for granted. It is getting dark out. Even Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. John chapter 9, verse 4 of the King James Version. Always coming from a place of love, thank you for joining me again at Words Accompanied by the Spirit. Thank you.